Erev in Daf Beis. It will be the first page with words for those who are trying to find the place. Right at the beginning of the Masechta. Mavoi shehu gavoa lemala me'esrim ama yima'et. A very interesting phrase. A mavoi, which is taller than 20 amos, 20 cubits. So then you got to make it shorter. So what exactly does that mean? It doesn't exactly explain what that means. Presumably what it means is the entrance of the mavoi. Because as you saw in the picture that I sent out yesterday to as an introduction, the mavoi is really just the connecting alleyways between the different courtyards. So what it's probably referring to here is the entrance to the mavoi has to be less than 20 amos. As I said yesterday, a lot of the discussion is going to hinge on what connects and disconnects the mavoi from the public domain. We need an entrance which is short enough. And another interesting distinction to keep in mind when we go through this and other discussions is, what is the purpose of that distinction between the mavoi and the public domain? Is the purpose of that distinction in order to create a literal physical barrier, in which case it's got to resemble a wall or a door of some kind, or is it actually simply to create some kind of recognition that you're going into a different place? Not that it has to resemble a wall, but that it has to be noticeably a different place. So if you're familiar, if you remember from Shabbos, Daf Chaf Beis, when we're talking about Hanukkah, so there's a whole discussion, where does the Hanukkiah have to be? And the conclusion was it has to be lower than 20 amos. Presumably here, it's the same thing, that we have to be able to see the entrance. You have to be able to see the Hanukkiah. Right, so there's an interesting connection there. So if it's higher than 20 amos, you got to lower it. What does that mean? Presumably what that means is the threshold, the top of it. If you remember the picture, there's a thing called a koreh, which is the lentil on top. So that has to be lower than 20 amos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Tzarech. Rabbi Yehuda says you do not have to, but we'll see exactly what that means soon. The harachav me'eser amos yemai. And if it's more than 10 amos wide, so then you have to shorten it also. Make it more narrow. V'miyesh lo tzuras ha-pesach, if it has the form of a door, amfal pishahu rachav me'asar amos in tzarech l'mayit. Even if it's greater than 10, so then you do not have to make it smaller. What is required for a tzuras ha-pesach, so then we're going to have to see in the Gemara. We're not going to get to it today. So the Gemara says, Tanan hasam. The Mishnah says over there, Sukkah she gavoa l'malam me'esrim ama psula. A sukkah which is taller than 20 amos is pasul. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. So the Gemara asks a very interesting question. Ma'ishna gabi sukkah de tani psula, v'gabi mavoi taka tani tekanta. But when it comes to sukkah, so we say it's got to be 20 amos, and if it's taller than 20 amos, it's pasul, it's disqualified. Over here we don't say that. Over here we say if it's taller than 20, so then make it shorter. So why don't we say the same thing? Right? Why don't we either disqualify in both cases, or why don't we say how to fix it in both cases? Why are we simply saying by the sukkah it's just pasul, no good? And over here we're saying got to make it shorter. So what's the difference? So the Gemara says the reason is sukkah daraisa tani psula. When it comes to an iser daraisa or a mitzvah daraisa, so we're telling people, have you or have you not fulfilled the mitzvah? So here it's puzzle. You cannot fulfill the mitzvah that way. Mavoi d'rabbanan tani tekanta. When it comes to a rabbinic prohibition, so the rabbis did it so that you can, so that they can help you. So they're telling you how to help. Now that's sort of how I'm understanding it, but it is an interesting concept that for a daraisa you're going to be more harsh than for a d'rabbanan. So here too, sukkah is puzzle, doesn't work, and a mavoi, the rabbis say here, this is how you fix it. Unclear what the hashkafic ramifications of that are. But here we go on the next bar. Viva Yisema, another possibility as to why a sukkah, it says pasul, and by a mavoi, it says yimait. So the Gemara says, Daraisa nami tiny tekanta. Could be technically, you should say by a sukkah also, by a Torah din, you should also say that it should be like a how to fix it, make it smaller. When it comes to sukkah, however, there are a lot more intricacies, a lot more details in terms of the walls, in terms of the heights, in terms of the open space, shaded space, schach. There's a lot more halacha to go into how to create a sukkah, and therefore, when it comes to the sukkah, we don't want to add more words than necessary. or I guess add a lot more words. So it just says psua as opposed to how to fix it. Whereas when it comes to the mavoi, mavoi delon afishe mile, when a mavoi does not have so much to talk about, so then it can actually also tell us the way to fix it. The truth is that in our case, so the word yima'it is the same amount of words as psula. So it's kind of an interesting phrase, but presumably for other things by sukkah, it would require more of an analysis, more of an elaboration. Okay, now let's get into the topic that'll take most of the daf. Where do they learn these measurements from? So Amr of Yehuda Amar Rav, Chachamim lo lamdu el mipisko shel heichal. That the Chachamim learn their measurement, meaning the Tanakama, meaning the 20 amos high. They learn it from the entrance of the Heichal. The Heichal being the inner courtyard inside the Beis HaMikdash, which had its own entrance. So when we talk about entrances, they're using the precedent of the Beis HaMikdash as the opening, and specifically the inner courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda lo lamada el mipisul shel ulam. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn from the inner courtyard of the Heichal, but rather of the outer courtyard, or I guess the antechamber of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the ulam. So the entrance into the ulam was much larger than that. The entrance into the ulam was, I think, 40 amos. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda gets 40. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say anything in terms of measurement, but he says that 20 is not too big. So it's not. How do we know? The Mishnah tells us Pischa Shalecha Gavos Eser Amos Rechbo Eser Amos. The entrance to the Heichal, which is where, by the way, we have all the sort of the heavy stuff in the Beis Hamikdash. We have the Zmech Hazav. We have the Aron. We have the menorah. The only thing that's outside of that, what's on the inside of the ulam? I don't remember. Is there stuff on? What's on the inside of the ulam? I don't remember. Is there stuff on the inside of the ulam? I don't recall what's on the inside of the ulam. It could just be an open space. Something tells me there's something there. I don't remember.
The big mizbeach there?
I thought that was in the Azara.
That could be.
The ulam is sort of like the antechamber to get into the Heichal. I don't remember if there's anything in there. There might that might be where the Heichal. I don't remember. I don't know. Is the Heichal the same as the Kodesh HaKadashim? In which case, then the only thing inside the Heichal would be the Aron. I thought the Heichal incorporated all of.
The Heichal was a roofed building, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Ulam was inside that also. Here I have a note here. Chatzar Mishkan Hamidu Es HaMizbeach HaChitzon VaKiyor. That was in the Chatzar, the Mishkan. Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim Haya HaHeichal Shehu Keneged Kedushas HaMishkan Beis HaHazar Shehu Keneged Chatzar Zeh HaMikdash Haya Lefnei HaHeichal Makom Shenikra Ulam Asher Elav Nichzu Min HaHazara. It doesn't say here.
And the Heichal was the two rooms, the one in front of the Kodesh Kashim,
right,
and the Kodesh Kashim. And that Ulam is a little teeny, like a couple foot feet
walkway in. I can't remember what was on the sides, though, because it's been a long time since we did Kach. Yeah, I'm not sure the Ulam had anything in it. Either way, so the Mishnah tells us that the Ulam was Gavo Arbaim Ama Verachbo Esrim Amos. So the width of the Ulam, if you remember, it has like a wide look to it at the front of it. I don't know if people can see this. It's sort of like a T. The back of the T is the Kodesh HaKadashim, or the Heichal, specifically. And then the front of it is like this wide opening, wide entrance, where it's sort of like an antechamber, where it's sort of wide. And the entrance to that is obviously much bigger because of the width of that section. Ushnei Mikra Echadarsha. They both learn from one Pasuk. Pasuk in the beginning of Vayikra. Ushchato Pesach Ol HaMoed. You should shecht it at the entrance of the Ohel Moed, which is referring to, not sure what carbon that is. I guess it's at the Mizbeach, I don't know. It's probably, I think it's referring to a carbon on the Mizbeach, which is outside of both of those places. So Hushchad the Pesach HaMoed, the Rabbanon Tzavri, Kedushas Hechal L'chod, Kedushas L'ul L'chod, V'chki K'siv Pesach HaMoed, Ahechal K'siv. So what is it referring to? Pesach HaMoed. What is the opening of the HaMoed? So one opinion is that it's referring to the Hechal, the inner sanctuary, which is sort of where the main things are. And that's the Shita of the Chachamim, and therefore the Pesach there, referring to the Hechal. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Hechal V'ulam K'tusha Achasi, that the Hechal and the Ulam are one big structure, and therefore they have one big sanctity, one big Kedusha. V'chiksiv Pesach HaMoed Atarvayhu Dechsiv. And when it says the opening of the Ol HaMoed, the main opening of the Ol HaMoed is referring to both of them together, which is Atarvayhu Dechsiv, which means that the main entrance is the 20 by 40, the 40 by 20, and not the 20 by 10. You could say, maybe Rabbi Yehuda also thinks that there's a distinction between the inner Hechal's Kedusha and the outer, and the Ulam's Kedusha. This is the reason for Rabbi Yehuda. Now this is very interesting because this is not a Pasuk. This is possibly a conflation of two Pasukim, but in Yechezkel, that the two Pasukim working together, it is teaching us that there's a Pesach Ulam Habayas. How do you understand that? Is really not for now, but basically what it says is that that we have to take this as if it's a pasuk. El Pesach Ulam Habayis, based on two pesukim in Yechezkel. Rabbanan ihav aksiv El Pesach Ulam kitkamart. Then it would be true if it was El Pesach Ulam that that there's actually a Pesach of the Ulam, but it's not true. What it means is referring to the house which opens up to the ulam and not the ulam which opens up to the hechal. So the Gemara says, wait a second. V'haki k'siv hai b'mishkan k'siv. This is not referring to the last one, but referring to the first one from Vayikra. It says Pesach Olam Moed. That's referring to the Mishkan. And in the Mishkan, there was no ulam. So how could you learn something about the ulam and the hechal from the fact that there's no from the fact that it's a Mishkan which has no ulam? So the Gemara says, Ashkacha Mishkan Dikri Mikdash, Mikdash Dikri Mishkan. We find that the Mikdash is sometimes called the Mishkan, and the Mishkan is called a Mikdash. So therefore, it would be something we can learn from, even if it's not necessarily referring to the literal base of Mikdash. So the Gemara says, that if you shechted the shlamim before you opened the doors in the morning, so that doesn't count as a karban. So Gemara says, how could that be? And it uses the pasuk shechat pasach olamoy that we just used from Vikra. You shecht it in front of the olamoy. Wait a second. Bizman shepsuchim v'lo bizman shehem neulim v'hakik ksiv hahi b'mishkan ksiv. So that's also a pasuk which is only talking about the times of the Mishkan. So how can we learn a din about the Beis Hamikdash and bringing the shlamim if that's only in the times of the Mishkan? Ella rather, Ashkechan Mikdash de Ikri Mishkan, Mishkan de Ikri Mikdash. It must be that they're both referred to as the same Mikdash and Mishkan, and therefore we can learn from one to the other. So Gemara says, wait a second, Bishlam Mikdash de Ikri Mishkan de Chsev Nasad de Mishkan Bisochachem. Hashem said, I'm going to give my Mishkan among you, which is referring to the future, the Beis HaMikdash, a pasuk in Vayikra Chavav. At that time, they already had a Mishkan, so it must be referring to the future Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, we see that the pasuk uses the word Mishkan in reference to the Beis HaMikdash. Ela Mishkan Dikri Mikdash Minal. And how do we know that the Mishkan is called the Mikdash? If you're going to tell me it's from the pasuk in Bamidbar, where it says that the people of Kahas would bring the Mikdash and establish the Mishkan, Hahu Ba'aron Ksiv. That's referring to the Aron itself. The Aron itself is called the Mikdash, because of how holy it is, Kahas would carry it. Ela mihacha, not really sure why they did just say this originally. Vasu l'mikdash shanta b'socham. The pasuk when Hashem introduces the Mishkan uses the pasuk at the beginning of Truma, Parshas Truma. Vasu l'mikdash, I will make for you a sanctuary, or you shall make for me a sanctuary, and I will dwell among you. That is where we find the word mikdash being used for the Mishkan. So there you have it. That we can use the pasukim from the Mishkan to teach us things about the Beis HaMikdash, even if literally, physically, they don't have the same structures. So, Bein L'Rabban and Bein L'Rabbi Yehuda, Lil Fumi Pesach, Shar HaChatzer, regardless of Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim, let's learn from the entrance of the whole Mishkan, the Chatzer. So how do we know? So this is not referring to the inner sanctuary, but it's referring to the outer limits of the Beis HaMikdash, where it has all those sort of posts. I'll show it to you in a second in a picture here they have. Dechsev, Orech HaChatzer Mea Ba'ama V'roch Chamishim Ba'ama Ba'chamishim V'koma Chamesh Maos. This is a pasuk also by, it's either got to be Truma, maybe Tetzava, probably Truma. It says that the length of the Chatzer is 100 Amos, and the width is 50 Amos. And the height is 5 Amos. Each of the sort of the shoulders of the sides should be 15. What does it say here? Again, both sides are 15 amos wide. Malahalan chamish brochav esrim. Afkan chamish brochav esrim. What does that mean? Right. Each of the sides is five amos tall and 15 amos wide, and therefore in between, right, 15 and 15 is 30, and then the whole side is 50, so that's going to give you a 20 amos opening. So presumably that could be the source What's the source? Why? What does that do? That maybe that's for Rabbi Yehuda? Or I guess they're asking a question. Why don't we learn from that? So the Gemara says, Pesach Shara Chatzer Ikri, Pesach Stama Lo Ikri. That's called Pesach Shara Chatzer. That's not, it doesn't just say Pesach there. If we're trying to figure out what is a legitimate entrance, so we need a pasuk that uses it only the word Pesach. Pesach Shara Chatzer is too specific. It almost implies that anything else is not like this. Any other opening is not like the Shar HaChatzer. So the Gemara says v'ibayisim, or you can say kiksiv klaim chamesh esrei am lakasiv begova hu dichsiv. That when it says 15 amos, it's not referring to the sort of the end cap of the front of the Mishkan, but rather it's referring to the height of the Mishkan. So here you have the Mishkan. You can see on the shoulders here, right in the front, you have one of these sides and another side. So before we were saying that each of these width is 15. Now we're going to say that each of the heights of them are 15. Right? The height of the post, the height of the Beis HaMikdash, or the height of the Mishkan is 15 amos. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Govha, how could you say that? It says explicitly in the post we just said that the height of it is 5 amos. So the Gemara says, no, hahu misfas mizbeach ulamala. That's not referring to the actual height of the Beis HaMikdash, or the height of the Mishkan, it's actually referring to the distinction or the difference between the height of the Mizbeach and the height of the walls. The Mizbeach itself was 10 amos high, and the height of the walls, according to this, was 15 amos. So the extra height of only the wall is 5 amos, which is an interesting read. But either way, so the Gemara says, okay, fine. We'll leave that to the side for now. Rabbi Yehuda mipischa shel ulam gamar. Is it really true that Rabbi Yehuda learns from the opening of the ulam? V'hatinan. Doesn't the Mishnah tell us that v'harachav me'eser amos yimait? The Mishnah says that that the width has to be shortened from 10. V'lo plalig Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree with that. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda should be disagreeing with that. If Rabbi Yehuda thinks that it should be like the opening of the ulam, so then why didn't Rabbi Yehuda disagree? It should be like the opening of the ulam, which is bigger than that. So Amar Abaye pligi b'braisa. He does disagree about it in a braisa. Detani, the braisa says v'harach master amos yimait. Rabbi Yehuda Amar eno tzarich lemait. Rabbi Yehuda says you do not have to lessen it if it's greater than 10 amos. So there you do have Rabbi Yehuda disagreeing with that. V'liv lo b'masnitzin. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda explicitly say that in our Mishnah? So it says, "Pligi begovha v'hu adin l'rochba." That it's true. He doesn't say it explicitly, but we learn by implication that he disagreed with the height, and therefore we understand that he must also disagree with the width. V'akasi, wait a second. Rabbi Yehuda mipischa shel ulam gamar. Is that true? V'atanim mavoi shu gavo me'esrim ama yimait. We have a brisa that says that if the mavoi is taller than 20 amos, then you have to make it less. Rabbi Yehuda machshir ad arba'im v'chamishim ama. And Rabbi Yehuda is willing to say that you can have the mavoi go up to 40 or 50 cubits. So Vitani Bar Kapara Admea Bar Kapara says until 100. So Abishlam Bar Kapara Guzma. According to Bar Kapara, obviously the number 100 is a crazy number. No one builds buildings that tall, right? I don't know why they think it's such an exaggeration, but either way, nowadays we've seen buildings that are plenty tall, much higher than 200, 150 feet. But either way, so the Gemara says that Bar Kapara is just exaggerating, right? No one builds such big buildings. El Rav Yehuda my Guzma, but according to Rav Yehuda, 40 to 50 amos is a pretty specific number, and it's pretty attainable. You can make a 75-foot tall building. So Bishlam Rav Yehuda Arbaim Gamer Pesach Shel Ulam El Chamish Minale. Okay, according to Rav Yehuda, you can have it at 40. So that could be learned out from the opening of the Ulam El Chamish Minale. But how do we know that 50? How do we know that 50 is okay? So Amar Rav Chista Hamas Nisan Atiisei LeRav. This is the brisa that misled Rav. The Tanya, if it's over 10, so you have to make it over 20, you have to make it smaller. Husavar, and Rav thought that meant that the rabbis learned it from the Hechal, and Rabbi Yehuda learned from the Ulam. Velohi, and it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda Malachin Gamar. Rabbi Yehuda learns it from something completely different. And really, that this whole shita of Rabbi Yehuda learning from the Ulam is a mistake. This is all going all the way back to the first Amma that it says Amma Rabbi Yehuda Amma Rav, that they learned it this way. One from the Hecha, one from the Ulam. The truth is, it's not true. You just throw the whole thing out. Really, Rabbi Yehuda learns it from the palace of the kings, who would the palaces of the kings. Not the palaces, the entrances of the kings. Not really sure where this is referring to. I thought this was referring to their own personal houses. Let me see for a second. Istam pischei armonos hamalachim. Yeah, it's just how the kings used to build their doorways, that they can be very, very high and extraordinary, sort of like ostentatiously tall. So for Rabbanan, so now we're getting back to the Rabbanan. So we disagreed where Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn from the Ulam, but Rabbanan, even Pesach Shal Hechal Gemiri, if the Rabbanan are still learning from the Hechal, libolet lasos haHechal, you should require doors like the Hechal had doors. Alama Tanan, why would it say in another Mishnah, Hechsher Mavoy Beis Shammai Orm Lechim Vekor Beis Hillel Orm Lechim Okora, that there's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether or not you require both a post on the side and a lentil, or just a post or a lentil. But no one requires actual doors. So Gemara says, no, dalso sahechal, let's news ba'amahu davidin. The doors of the hechal weren't necessarily to establish a strict entrance for the hechal, but rather just for modesty. Didn't want people to see in all the time. But it wasn't really considered to be part of the entrance or required for the entrance. Elamiat, if that's true, lo tani le tzuras ha-pesach. So then a doorway should have no significance. Even the form of a door, because the Hechal had a Tzuras HaPesach, and even so, it was only 10 amos wide. Right? If it's almost only 10 amos wide, and it had a form of a doorway, so Alama Tanan, why would we say in the Mishnah, Im Yesh L'Tzuras HaPesach, that if it has a form, Af L'Pish Arecha Me'asar Amos, even if it's greater than 10, so then it's Arech L'Mayit. Why is it okay to be greater than 10 just because it has a form? The form of a doorway. The form of a doorway, we just said, doesn't make any difference. And the doorway is not significant in terms of considering the Hechal as the paradigm for a doorway. So midi dihu detam el rav. That's only according to Rav. Hamas nilei le Rabbi Yehuda lechiyah bar Rav kamei de Rav. Eino tzarech lamayit v'amar le asniyat tzarech lamayit. There are some that say actually you do have to make it smaller, even with the entrance. Even if the entrance had a form of a doorway, it's only Rav who thought that you don't have to make it smaller. Again, Rav who thinks that it has to be smaller in general. Okay, so we will pick up with more questions on this concept of using the Hechal of the doorway of the doorway of the Hechal in the Mishkan / Mikdash as the basis for the doorway of a Mavoy. Very interesting thing to think about, that we're using the paradigm of the Mishkan or the Mikdash to determine what's a good doorway in a Mavoy. How do we apply all of this halacha lemaisa to what we have nowadays? As we'll see, there are some things, as you already noticed there, the structure of a doorway is actually very relevant to how we make our eruvin, even though we don't necessarily have a mavoi in the strict sense as the Gemara refers to. So along the way, you'll see some of these things that are like, oh yeah, that sounds like something that we do, and hopefully we'll talk about it as we go.